Good afternoon. I'm Kaki Walton. Checking on the Arts is made possible by contributing listeners, the Dixon Gallery and Gardens, and the Orpheum Theater. Voices of the South presents the 8th Annual Memphis Children's Theater Festival this Friday and Saturday, and that's going to happen in the McCoy Theater and on the campus of Rhodes College. And this is the great thing. You can bring the kids, the nieces, the nephews, the grandkids, because it's all pay what you can, which I think is really great. They're offering a premiere piece that they're going to be performing Friday night. A lot going on. Alice Berry, Miranda Fisher, and Corwin Cullum join me in the studio this afternoon to talk about what they've got planned for this year. Good to see you guys.
Hey, thanks for having us.
Well, so let's talk about it. Give people a little background on it. If they're new to the Memphis area, they've got kids, but they don't know what this is all about.
It's just a wonderful way to spend Memorial Day weekend with your family out in the sunshine, seeing theater, hearing music, watching dance. It's just a celebration of the arts and celebration of the artistic community here in Memphis. And, you were mentioning that it's pay what you can, and we really thought long and hard about that. We've made it a pay what you can, I think, since the second year, because we really, really believe that theater makes a difference in people's lives, and we want to be a part of that. Mm-hmm. And we want people to really feel like they can come out and go to a festival and bring all of their family. You know, because sometimes things get really cost prohibitive if you have several children.
Absolutely.
And so when we say pay what you can, we mean it. All funds do go to creating the festival for next year. So those that can pay more than others, we appreciate that too. but we really do mean when we say pay what you can. Please come and enjoy the theater that's happening.
So Friday, the grounds open at 5:45, and there's going to be a new show you're premiering in McCoy Theater at 7 o'clock.
Well, it is a new show. It's called It's All Greek to Me, and it's a Greek myth. And we actually did the Greek myths maybe 6 years ago, but these are a few new different Greek myths, and we do a couple of the same ones because all the kids love them, like Persephone and Arachne. But they're done with a new group of interns from the University of Memphis, so they're definitely a premiere of a new show because these kids, they are incredibly talented, full of life and lots of fun. I've enjoyed working with them, but they've certainly brought their own take and spin to it. And I think kids will really enjoy what they've been doing.
So was this a collaborative effort as far as being written by the folks at Voices of the South,
It's a collaborative effort, taking several different adaptations of Greek myth and then adapting them for the stage. And then really the idea of using interns from the University of Memphis is to continue the legacy that we found there as the company.
Because that's where the idea was born, right, to do this. Yeah.
And so we want to continue that legacy, and the idea of collaborating and using everybody together to come up with something, we really do try to strive for that.
Well, this is what I love about Friday night, because I mentioned that the doors open at 5:45 and then the show starts at 7, but the kids can wear their PJs or they can wear a costume. You just want them to get into the spirit of the fun of the whole event.
Yes, and after, what's fun even more so on Friday night is we have the show, and then following the show we have the big top bop. The kids are here with me today. The other big thing is that the interns from the U of M really take hold and make this their own. It's about taking ownership, feeling part of Voices of the South, being part of the company, and taking the festival each year, the different interns, and making it their own. And this year, they decided to make the theme
circus.
So they're having the big top bop, which is going to be a great fun dance for all the kids with cookies and treats and all kinds of things like that Friday night following the show.
That'll be so cool. So how long the show? I mean, it's got to be tailored for their attention span. So we're like 45 minutes,
it's
an
about
hour?
It's about 45 minutes. And a long time ago, Jerry Dye came up with this. Well, he came up with it through watching our audiences as voices would go around and perform and stuff. And what he said, what he's discovered, it takes about 6 to 7 minutes before something else has to really capture their attention.
Gotcha.
So you try every 6 to 7 minutes to have some fantastical image or some wonderful song or something happen so kids go, ah, you know. And I think when Jerry created Ugly Duckling many years ago, that was a really big thing he discovered when we started making cuts and stuff.
Yeah.
You know, you see the kids, because some of them are like 3 and 4.
Right.
You know, and they'll start to go, and then you do something, they go, wow, and they come right back into it. And so the show will be about 45 minutes.
Okay. So that's Friday night, and then the festival continues all day on Saturday, all-day theater fun from 9:30 a.m. until 5 p.m. So usually you have a lot of different arts groups from the area come. You want to talk about that, Miranda?
Yeah, I am really excited. We have Rebel Entertainment coming from 9:30 to 12.
12 p.m. to do aerial arts. And I have a meeting with her this afternoon, and so we're going to work out the specifics. I'm so excited to have them. So I really think that it'll help get everyone into the circus atmosphere.
Yeah.
And then we have lots of different theater groups from the community. We have St. Mary's is doing a piece. Show Wagon with Theater Memphis is doing two pieces. We have some company members, Elaine Blanchard and Darius, doing some pieces as well. So I'm really excited for Saturday.
And Playhouse will be performing also, and another piece from Voices Willie Millie that was done several years ago, based on the poems by Dana Burbette, is happening with two University of Memphis students who are interns, so we're excited about that. And Memphis Black Arts Alliance is going to be there. We just try really, in the spirit of theater, which is about building communities, really try to reach out to this theater community to get everybody involved. It's not about voices. It's not about, you know, it's about all theater in this Memphis community and getting folks all over the community involved. And we're very happy GTC will be there. All different types of folks. There'll be workshops, not only shows, but a tap workshop.
Yeah, David Cooter, one of our interns, is actually teaching a tap workshop.
Oh, have fun.
And then we have a mime workshop, which will be taught by Darius, and an improv workshop taught by Lily Rose Acting Studios.
Oh, how nice. Yeah. And Darius Wallace, he's been on this show before. I mean, he's just some terrific one-man shows for you guys.
He's also performing. Oh, his shows are beautiful.
They really are.
We were talking about in the car on the way over here, he's quite beautiful himself. He's quite handsome.
Yes, yes, he is.
But he does incredible one-man shows, too. And he will be performing a mime piece Saturday, too.
Oh, I didn't know he did mime.
Oh, yes. And he'll be doing the piece and then breaking out into a workshop to work with the kids.
Oh, that's neat.
And when I say kids, I mean people of all ages. Kids of all ages.
So, like, if I just wandered, I can like, maybe rent a kid and come and take the tap workshop?
You don't even need to rent a kid. You just come out. Tap. I think you'd really love it. Yeah, people, you don't even have to pick a kid. You don't have to bring a kid. You can come to the festival solo.
All right.
You can come. You can be,
the only kid I have is my dog, and I don't know if you let dogs come, so.
Probably not.
Okay.
I don't know about dogs.
Okay.
That would be a Rhodes question. I will say that in the past 7 years, I have not seen a dog.
So just bring the kids.
Yes.
Bring the kids. It's going to be a great. And let me see. I'm going to look. Oh, look. Mostly sunny on Saturday.
I know. 82 degrees. I'm so excited. Yeah, I'm so happy.
No rain, no rain,
no
rain.
We were very worried about rain.
But even if it rains, we will go on.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Oh, yeah. You're not going to let rain stop you.
No.
But it's not going to, so we don't have to worry. So, Corwin, tell me what you're doing with this whole event.
I'm actually helping to put everything together with Miranda and the other interns. So I'm really excited. I'm helping putting everything together and doing the program and stuff like that.
Yeah, Corwin's very technologically savvy.
A little bit.
You always need that because Lord knows I'm not. I just know which buttons I push here, and then after that I'm lost.
Me too. That's how it goes.
There's a really neat thing, too, because you showed me the little ticket stub thing that if you go to Yellow's in Midtown and you go say, I just came from the Memphis Children's Theater Festival.
You know, you don't even have to say you came. So even if you can't come to the festival, if you go to Midtown YOLO on Saturday, anytime on Saturday, and you say, I quote, I'm here for the Memphis Children's Theater Festival's Give Back Day, a percentage of everything that you purchase goes to the festival next year.
That is so cool.
Really incredible program that they have for not-for-profits.
Yeah.
It's pretty awesome.
YOLO's good people.
They are
just
good
are.
People. And they're good goods, too.
good people, good
The other thing that, you know, we also have a silent auction every year.
Uh-huh.
And so we partner with all different types of people. And this year, Peddler Bike Shop has donated a bicycle for our silent auction, which I've been waiting for years. Yeah. I keep going, it needs a bicycle. And one of the interns this year, you know, he's in the bicycle race or something, and he knew people, and they got it donated, and we're really appreciative of that. And we appreciate every donation that's been made to our silent auction. And
this is a generous community. I'm here to tell you.
It really is.
Awesome community.
It is. I mean, and the theater community in and of itself, the theater community is so generous in this town. I mean, and you're right. It's not just voices. It's everybody. It's the entire theater community because they come together.
They do come together, and it's a really wonderful thing. And it's something that, you know, we don't want to take for granted. Memphis has an awesome place to be as an artist.
That's the truth.
And I think maybe some people don't realize that.
They got to get out.
They do. They got
to
get out.
And come go on see out and
to
do
the,
and be.
To the McCoy Theater this weekend.
So any age, I mean, this is for any age.
It really is. Yeah. I mean, people bring their babies in strollers. Mm-hmm. And the different shows, there are different shows that have different age interests.
Right.
Memphis Black Arts Alliance is actually doing a 20-minute adaptation of Romeo and Juliet, or a 20-minute cut of Romeo and Juliet.
Oh.
For older kids, you know, and...
So there'll be something for every age. Mm-hmm.
And, just coming out, the campus at Rhodes is beautiful.
It is beautiful.
And it's such a lovely place to be, and you have all the music, and it's just the hustle and bustle of everybody being in that place.
Yeah.
Experiencing these things, coming together. There's nothing like walking into a theater and being part of that kind of community where you're having, you know, this incredible connection with people on stage and people in the audience. And, you know, then you've got it, the atmosphere is in another theater and it's all over. And it's just this really kind of kinetic energy that's just incredible and wonderful. And everybody should experience it.
Well, I hope everybody will bring the kids and come out. And maybe this is the first time that your child will have the opportunity to see live theater. And that's what it's all about.
Yeah.
It's about introducing kids to the magic and wonder of the theater. Yeah.
And you know what's interesting is every year we do a little survey as people are leaving. And we're always amazed that sometimes you see on there that people say this is the only theater event they go to every year.
Wow.
And that's very touching and exciting, and we hope that it encourages people to go see other things, too.
Well, I hope so. Well, Voices of the South presenting their 8th Annual Memphis Children's Theater Festival. This Friday, the grounds open at 5:45. They're going to have the Big Top Bop. They're going to have the premiere of It's All Greek to Me. Show starts at 7 o'clock. So do take advantage of that. And then the next day, the grounds open at 9:30. And that goes until 5 o'clock on Saturday with just theater groups from all over the place. The kids are going to have a great time. Remember, it's all pay what you can. And for more information, you can call 726-0800 or go to the website voicesofthesouth.org. You want to say one more thing?
I was going to say one more thing. When we say it's all pay what you can, when you come Saturday, you pay one time at the door and you have all day. If you come at 9:30 in the morning, you pay what you can stay till 5 and see shows and workshops all day long. So
all
it's just
long.
One time.
So
one time pay what
one
you
time
can.
Gets you everything.
Yeah.
Well, I want to thank Alice Berry, Miranda Fisher, and Corwin Cullum for coming to talk to us about the 8th Annual Children's Theater Festival. Thanks, guys.
Yay, thank you for having us.
Thank you. So much.